Right now, it's a pleasure for me to welcome Pam Comar, who is here representing EQT Children's Theater Festival. Every year it gets better and better, which is tough because they've always been great festivals, not just for children, but for the whole family. And it's opening up this Thursday, May 12th, running through May 15th. How are you, Pam?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
I'm glad to get you. Your energy level is probably peaking about now. maybe not yet, but I know this could be an exhausting week ahead.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
tell us about the shows that are coming in.
So the heart and soul of the Children's Theater Festival is are the featured performances. So this year we have 8 featured performances.
Wow.
Coming from all over the world. There's truly something for kids and teens of all ages. At the Byam Theater, we'll have Airplay, which is a beautiful sensory feast. It's all about keeping different objects like big balls and big sheets of fabric all aloft and choreographed in the air. We also have a show for the tiniest theater goers called Peak, which is for ages 0 to 3, and they're grown-ups. And that show is coming to us all the way from Mexico and is a wonderful way to see children react to different art and colors and textures all in front of your eyes. Goodnight Moon and The Runaway Bunny are two of everyone's favorite storybooks, and that will be with us from Canada at the August Wilson Center. Egg is coming from Northern Ireland, and that piece is for ages 3 to 7, and it's all about 3 madcap birds on the adventure of a lifetime. Outside at Penn Avenue and 7th Street, we will have The Sheep coming to us from Canada, and this is a bizarre take on a country setting in the middle of downtown Pittsburgh's cultural district. There are also pieces for older kids. We have short stories from Peru, which is a wonderful feast of different characters, and Titus for ages 10 plus. And that piece is a drama from Scotland, and it's all about meeting your problems head on. The last piece is the Welcome to Here, which is from Pittsburgh's own Bricolage production company. And that piece is sensory-friendly, immersive adventure. So it's a journey with lots of decisions to make along the way, and has been created from the ground up for kids who are on the autism spectrum or have sensory needs. And so it's meant for the whole family to go together and have a wonderful adventure.
Now, I don't know, as you listen to Pam Comar from the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust talk about this festival, if it's clear how extraordinary it is to get all of these performers together during a 4-day period from other countries, from a range of styles and venues in the cultural district, is a pretty huge accomplishment. And in addition, there are all sorts of free activities that you can enjoy before and after getting tickets to the performances. We'll be there broadcasting with youthexpress.org. All of the festivities, we're looking forward to doing that. There's a couple stages that will have pop-up performances. Some dancing. We have a lot of youth performers this year. And I know Sean Miller is going to be there, our bearded fire eater, doing a few mm-hmm. things. And there's a lot of folks coming in to perform, I think, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's the 2 free stage areas. So all of this takes place throughout the cultural district in between the theater venues. So Penn Avenue will be closed between 7th and 9th Streets. The EQT Plaza will be programmed with a free stage. Cat Plaza will have activities, and then lots of indoor spaces in both theater lobbies and different spaces along the way. So it's meant to keep you going all day to see multiple shows and experience lots of different activities.
If you haven't had a chance to visit the Cultural District, this really is a great opportunity to do it. You can see some great theater at reasonable prices, but also splendid is the word that comes to mind. It's just a completely, it's just a wonderful experience. You've got historic architecture as well as new things in a very safe space. I'm so glad the August Wilson Center is one of the venues this year, but it will really make you proud to be part of this region when you stop down. And you can do so any day, August, May 12th, not yet August, May 12th through May. You know what's bad about that is I looked at the clock, and because it's 8, the hour is 8, I thought of August, May 12th to May 15th, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The best guide is if you go to the Cultural Trust's website, you can see when performances are scheduled. Can you still get tickets online?
You can, yep, at trustarts.org/pghkids. You'll see whatever shows and showtimes are available, as well as the free activities. It's a great guide and resource to help you plan your day. If you don't plan in advance, we'll have an excellent team of festival guides greeting people throughout the cultural district. They'll have nice green vests on and little caps, and they know everything about the festival, and they can help you plan your day on site as well.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. Thank you for all your support, too, as we've been working to plan our broadcast. We have teens that are really excited to be on hand and to bring the festival to life and hopefully encourage some people to come down as they listen to a simulcast at youthexpress.org.
I think it's a great addition to the festival. Having the whole Youth Express program as part of the event is going to add a whole new element and a new layer. And I think it's going to be incredibly interesting to have the teen's perspective on the different shows. And hopefully they'll be able to interview all different types of artists and attendees. And it's going to be fascinating to see the festival through their words.
Well, here's to a great festival, and I will see you 1, 2, 3, or 4 of those days. And Pam,
terrific.
Thanks so much. That's Pam
thanks.
Kobar from the EQT Children's Festival. Trustarts.org is the website to get additional information.